Oh my goodness.
Back again.
Holy crap. Welcome back to the Hockey Girls.
It's been what, a year?
Almost.
Damn near a year.
Almost a year. What a freaking year it's been.
Sorry too. That, ooh, not me hissing into the mic. My bad. Have I forgotten it's how been to do that this? Long. Yeah, maybe. Wow. We're doing this again.
I'm so excited.
Round two, Hockey Girls 2.0. We're back. Yes,
we are back.
There's been a lot happening since you last heard our voices in your earbuds.
So much.
We, yeah, clearly, obviously went on a bit of a hiatus.
Yeah. we discussed it ourselves too. We figured, you know, we might transition into being more social media based which is why, like, I still do a lot of Instagram content for the mm-hmm. Hockey Girls. But even then I was like off season.
Yeah.
Lots happening.
Yeah.
It just didn't work.
We've been working girls and
you have. So,
well, yeah.
We'll get into that in a minute.
Yeah. But anyways, welcome back to the Hockey Girls.
Oh, we're so happy you're here. Cheers.
Yeah. So, since the last time you heard us also, we've been, like I said, gone. And come to find out, what, 2 weeks ago it was that we got together?
It was about 2 weeks, because last week you were over here.
That's right.
2 weeks ago we were at your house, yes.
So about 2 weeks ago we get together to...
This is the most we've hung out in, like, months.
A while.
Like, this is hilarious.
We get together to exchange Christmas gifts, because you were out of town.
I was gone, and then I was late on finishing hers, and then...
Mine didn't even arrive until you left town.
Exactly.
It was a lot. There was a lot going on.
This seems to happen every year for
us. Every year. Side note, I've had it happen before where, like, I don't give someone their Christmas gift till Easter. Like,
one time she didn't give me my Christmas gift until my birthday.
So Easter.
Just about.
I've done that twice. It's so good.
I love it.
But yeah, so we are exchanging gifts and we discuss, obviously, the podcast and kind of bringing it back.
It was almost like an elephant in the room, you know, the season's in full swing again. I definitely missed it. I'm assuming you did too.
Yeah.
So we finally talked about it.
It was hard because there was a lot going on. So it was like, oh, I kind of miss doing it. But also at the same time, like, I just don't have the time for this. But as we were discussing and, like, coming up with a plan of how we were going to announce this, come to find out, we had 25 listeners in December. And didn't even know.
Dude, within the past year alone that we actually haven't checked our stats, we haven't checked our analytics.
Checked nothing.
We've hit over 1,000 plays.
Shout
out Aaron Logan. You remember we had this conversation, like, within the first few weeks of this podcast existing? Yeah. Anyways, we've hit 1,000 plays.
Which is high five.
Like, what on earth?
And not only that, we made $7.
Oh, yeah. It's not all it's cracked up to be.
No. We can't even buy an In-N-Out burger to split. Like, we've got
so
$7
funny.
To our hockey podcast
hockey
name.
Hockey girl's name.
Like, that's it. But, hey, that's seven more dollars than we had
before. Absolutely. That's what's funny, honestly.
It literally, when we found that out, I mean, we didn't even know we had a Spotify Wrapped, which we knew year before.
We had a Spotify Wrapped. And I had no idea. I completely forgot.
And that was how we found all this information out. But it was also very much like, wait, this still exists?
Oh,
like,
my God.
Even we were like,
well, that's
what is
the thing
happening
is,
here?
Even when we were still active a year ago and posting new episodes every week, the thing is we didn't have enough listeners at the time. We were still trying to grow our whole, you know, following.
But they took away our ads.
They took away our ads.
We were
so that we
sad.
Couldn't make money anymore because we didn't have enough of a following. They changed their rules. So it's like, okay, yeah, when this, you know, did go on a hiatus, we weren't making any money. So we didn't think anything about
it.
Apparently, within the past year, we've hit those numbers.
And we made $7.
It's so funny to think about.
No, it's hysterical. And what's funny is we still we haven't looked at those stats again since. What if we
looked at it today, actually.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, so I'm a liar.
Someone out there, I don't know who, God bless you, someone listened to an episode yesterday.
Aww.
I know, I was like, wait, that's so nice.
Shout out. Thank you
for the 20 cents.
20 cents?
I'm kidding. I don't even think it's 20 cents. I think it's like 5 cents.
Oh,
anyways.
All right, work.
It's
that's
like super
cheaper
listen, but you know
before.
What? I'll fucking take it.
Yeah. No, super grateful. When we found that out, we were like, holy shit. So that kind of was, at least
the
for me.
The fact that we went from maybe, we've basically, it sounds like we've doubled our plays in the past year and we haven't even been active.
Do
so
anything.
Like, holy crap, like, thank you.
Which, like, I kind of feel bad about, but also
I do
at the same
too,
time,
but it's like life definitely got in the way, which it happens. It was a Ooh, it was a year.
Yeah, I will say, so a lot of it on my end, yes, life got in the way, but I'm very far from my mic, I apologize. life got in the way, but also there was a lot happening right around the time when we went on the hiatus that I was starting to feel really anxious about.
Yeah.
That in
Which
regards,
is totally freaking
In
fair.
Regards to the podcast.
Yeah.
And I'll explain this
We
super
talk out
brief.
Of our ass a lot, basically.
Yeah, there was, so if anyone remembers this, and if you don't, that's totally fine, I'll briefly summarize. There were a lot of announcers last year that kind of got called out on talking some shit that they shouldn't have talked on.
Yeah.
And insulting names, insulting... I mean, this was what... Was it 2 years ago? The body shaming thing with that... With the
It was a little over,
Tampa
maybe a year
player.
And a half ago.
Yeah.
Pat Maroon, yeah.
Yeah, Maroon.
It was maybe a year and a half ago-ish. So, I remember discussing it.
Yeah, and we talked a lot on those issues. Zach Whitecloud's name was kind of, not really made fun of, but just, well, kind of.
It was. It wasn't mispronounced or anything. Mispronunciations are very, very, very different than...
But it was a,
know,
oh, wow, that's a name, or, you know, something like that.
Something like that.
Very offhanded comment.
Yeah.
And a lot of
took offense.
A lot of this was happening right around the same time that... I kind of was too busy to do recording.
Yeah.
And it also was just weighing on me and the fact that, like, I am, as we have known, I'm shit with names. Like, I'm so bad at pronouncing names.
Yeah, it's just
part
of it.
It's also, I've definitely made an offhanded comment like that where it's like, oh, wow, that's a name. Like, that's a really, that's a mouthful.
But it's just like, also, they definitely said it in a different way.
They did. It was very much like, oh,
but
what?
This is where you're coming from.
It was, what kind of a name is that?
That's what it was. That was the comment
and,
for Zach White.
Which
Club.
Is very fucked up.
It really
apologies.
Is.
Apologies.
No, it's fine. It's fine. I just swore too.
I forgot.
We'll set ourselves a limit for episode.
So it definitely was a very rude comment, but it did get me thinking about then the Pat Maroon thing and whatnot, and just how many times I've offhandedly like made some joke or whatever. I know I'm constantly ragging on Austin Matthews. He's kind
oh,
of the
I do too. I know I do it.
I've brought this up with you before because he's kind of the one that I always just make fun of because
well, yeah.
it's so easy.
But
see,
it's also
here
because,
we go again.
But
like, it's so easy.
It,
like, it's
it,
not.
It is because he's not exactly our favorite player. Nothing against his skills.
No,
he's just not.
He is a great player.
The Toronto, he wouldn't be where he is if he wasn't a great player.
Exactly.
The Maple Leafs, not my favorite team. It's just the hockey culture to, like, basically.
To rag on people. Yeah,
to rag on people,
sure.
you know? And that's kind of where we were coming from with our comments.
But...
Not in a bad way at all.
Exactly. It did.
We didn't do anything.
No.
Like, related to, like, the Pat Maroon situation
no,
or anything
no,
like
no.
that.
Or,
no freaking
no,
way.
Or Zach Whitecloud at
exactly.
all. But it was starting to make me think, oh, man, here I am, you know, sitting on this podcast, mic in my face that I bought off Amazon for, what, $50, and posting this, you know, who am I to say, like, oh, wow, that's a name, you know, something like that, like, who am I to say that, and who am I to make fun of Austin Matthews? I can't even play hockey, so, like, I can't even skate, so, for that matter, like, it's like, Avery can now.
Yeah, I can, we'll get into that later.
She couldn't a year ago.
Couldn't a year ago, I fucking can now, all right.
But it did kind of make me think, and I felt very hypocritical coming on here and you know, talking about news things and giving an opinion that but also at the same time saying things as well and not being able to pronounce it. It was making me feel like a hypocrite, so I kind of
and obviously it's understandable.
Yeah.
It's like shit like this gets brought up all the time, you know, when people say something happens in our future, we're like, we're in a public eye,
right?
And then obviously this stuff that we said is out there, whether it's offensive or not, most obviously
someone
like in our cases it really wasn't, but
Someone could
People
take it
can
that
always
way.
Take it that way, take it out of context.
Times can change.
It was a lot for us to really, like, reflect on, for sure.
Definitely. So, yeah.
In a good way.
It actually, like, my work schedule.
Yeah, that also kind of messed with it.
Well, yeah. But that happening all at the same time as me having these thoughts and feelings about the podcast was just kind of all, like,
it was
kind
of like an out.
Yeah, and so I was like, you know what, I'm gonna take a step back. You were taking a step back, so it was like, okay, this is like good timing.
Your work
to
got
take
super
a break.
Busy my work I got super busy on the back end of the season last season. I was there was actually like a 2 week period where I had an event or a game, which our game days, at least last season, they were like maybe 6 hours long some days. Like they're long. You're in it for the long haul. But every day for about 2 weeks, I had a social event, a school event, or a game for two teams.
Yeah.
that I was working nonstop every single day. And it takes it out of you, yeah. Honestly. It really does.
And it made it really hard to plan a day to even just to hop on Zoom and yeah. record. And that, I mean, frankly,
we synced our calendars, we're like, yeah. There is nothing.
I think you and I were kind of also getting over the Zoom recordings and whatnot. Yeah, it's so much Zoom easier to do this in person.
It's so much more fun, too. It's more personal. Well, yeah, that too. It's just way easier.
Yeah. So I'm glad we took a break. I think it was much needed, much deserved. We made $7 out of it. So.
A year later, we made $7.
Shout out to the people that were still listening and following our content.
I think that's so awesome. We were gone. That is the last thing I expected.
I was so
excited to see that.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
I was very happy. Oh, also, since the last time you heard from us, you changed the batteries in your fire alarm.
Oh, I knew that was coming. Yes, I did. Aaron Logan, did you hear that? Silence.
Actually, do you hear that? Nothing.
Beautiful.
Silence. No fire alarm beeping here.
He is going to be so proud of me.
Watch it beep.
I will backhand you if it beeps right now.
No, we were just joking about that.
So funny.
Also, since last time you heard us, the Golden Knights won a Stanley Cup.
More importantly,
Avery's fire alarm has fresh batteries.
That was a big deal. It was a big deal. I let that shit beep for like months.
Forever.
It was bad. I was scared to change it.
How do you sleep with that?
When you're around it long enough, you don't hear it.
Oh, no. That would have been nuts.
That's why I didn't realize it was happening when we were on Zoom.
Oh, my God. I did.
But you never said it. It was Aaron that brought it up, and I was like, oh, dang.
What was I going to do?
Tell me about it.
No,
you did not. Oh, Aaron, now we're lying. We got a specific DM.
Oh, my God.
And it was like, whichever one of you that is, change it.
Fix it.
And I was like, oh, dang.
He said, use that paycheck from the podcast.
Use those $5.
I don't think $7 covers a pack of batteries, if I'm honest.
Oh, my God. Not in this economy. Yeah. Not in this economy. Not anymore.
So, yeah, dang. That's kind of the life update. Work-wise, I mean, shit.
You're so busy as fuck.
Yeah. Okay, so day job, Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5:30. Yikes. Whatever the fuck. I don't know. 8:30 to 5. Then I go to Tape Face.
Yep.
From, like, 5:30 to 9:30, roughly, because that finally came back. Thank God.
Yes, it did.
I was missing that paycheck.
Honestly, I get it. Are you kidding me?
Oh, I didn't even tell you this.
Ooh, what?
So, a little yay surprise.
Yay.
At Tape Face, this is so unrelated to hockey, they started training me on the lights and sound.
Oh my God, yes!
I know! Yes! So I'm back in my techie days.
Okay, in case you guys didn't know, back in high school, Carson, majority of shows that we did.
Yeah, I was like 50%.
Working the soundboard in the tech booth for all of our musical theater shows.
Yeah. I think, the entire
year.
You
literally have a sound engineering. Certification or degree? Which one?
Certification.
There
audio,
it is.
Audio technology and music business.
Are you shitting me?
Yeah.
Yes, girl.
Back
That's
again.
That's so exciting.
So
I love it.
I actually, tonight, what time
was
it? I am going to be running, I know we're good on time, but I am just like, I literally have a show in like
fine. We've also been cooking for an hour, so it's like time got away from us.
I have a show in like 3 hours. Yeah, it starts at 7:30. Like,
are you teching tonight?
Yeah, I'm starting the show. I'm doing like the beginning and the end, and then my manager is running like during the show. I just have, he does like a pre-show thing, so I have to get him up and off
stage.
I know.
Next time you're doing this, you need to text me so I can go to the show.
Dude, literally, like
I've never been to Tape Face.
Monday and Tuesday, if anyone lives in Vegas and is listening, Monday and Tuesday they're training me on the full show.
Yes.
And then our guy who runs lights and sound is going on a cruise for like a week and a half. Literally two days later.
This is your time.
So I'm going to be running the show for like a week and a half.
Oh, you're going to crush it.
Yeah, I'm shitting myself a little bit.
I'm so excited.
So like,
dude, it's
going to
be
fun.
Amazing.
I know, I'm so excited. And it's not like it's long or hard or difficult or anything. So I'm so
excited.
Isn't it
at like MGM?
Yeah, MGM in Brad Garrett's old comedy room.
Yeah.
So it's in the underground.
I only know where it was because I accidentally came across it when I parked in the wrong place.
That's right.
Anyway,
I have day job, night job with Tape Face,
and
as dog sitting a lot.
Yes.
And, every now and then.
Is there another?
Well, yeah.
Oh, fuck. I thought it was only three.
Sometimes there was 1 month, November, where it was 5 jobs in 1 month.
Oh, gosh.
So those two, dog sitting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Dog sitting, and then some. Well, and then I also, November, I think I had Les Mis. No, not Les Mis. There was some show at Ain't Too Proud, I think.
Oh, yeah, that's what it was.
Some show at the Smith Center I was doing merch for.
And
F1! That was so, okay,
she's
busy.
Shit
was hard, but it was so much
fun.
I
don't blame you.
F1
All the jokes cracked me up.
Oh my God, yeah.
They were so good.
The memes were. But I mean, that night that the first night got canceled.
God, that was funny.
Me and all my coworkers got to watch the practice round we got paid to be there.
Yeah. Because right next to the track too.
No, yeah, literally everyone was gone. The whole audience, everything gone. And we just were like, well, they're going to practice and no one's in the stands. So let's go stand.
It's so cool.
Let's go watch.
And you know, if you know me, you know this. I don't totally care about F1. I kind of should just because of my family, but I really don't give a shit. I saw her pictures. I saw all the TikToks and all the videos and I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. This was pretty awesome.
I will say the only interaction I had ever had with F1 prior to it coming to Vegas was there's a romance series.
Oh my God, Throttled.
The Dirty Air series.
Dude, I have it on my Kindle and but I haven't read it yet.
Okay, it's so good. This is so
unrelated. We're so exposing ourselves right now, but fuck it. I love it.
Well, so the fourth book is getting released on audio in a week.
Oh yeah, but you do audios, I don't.
I'm finally going to read the fourth book. I'm so excited. Oh. And now that I've worked in an F1 event, I get it.
Yes. I don't listen to books.
Yes.
Real big difference between us. She does audiobooks. I cannot for the life of me stomach them at all. I get so mad.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't.
I wish I could get you on this train, but
no, I can't. It is what it is. Kennedy tried to do the same. Doesn't happen.
Oh, Kennedy.
I know. She gets it. She gets it. She's an audiobook girly too. And I'm like, you and Carson, you guys are going to be best friends. I can feel it.
I almost admitted to the guy that interviewed me for the job. I almost admitted to him that he was like, do you know anything about F1? Are you a fan or whatever? I was like, not really. And he was like, okay, work. And in my head, I was like,
I literally
read a romance series about F1.
But even still, I wonder if you summarized one of the books. He totally would have bought it.
Oh, I doubt it.
That'd be really funny, though.
If
he was like, oh, dang, that sounds really interesting. Yeah, not even about the book, just as if you experienced that.
Could you imagine?
You know what I mean?
Oh, no.
That would have been hilarious.
But yeah, so
So she's a working girl.
Yeah, hard working girl.
Yeah.
Well, and then if anyone follows me, personally, on any social media, then you know that I spend a lot of time with my other friend Ricky.
Yeah.
And following him to whatever work event he's dragged me to. Dragged, as if I don't want to be there. and as if it isn't also drag related. So we literally just saw Violet Chachki last night. Shout out to Drag Race. Literally an icon. Yes. I was living. So that's kind of the update on my end.
So she's busy as all get out.
Yeah.
Long story short for me, I'll try to keep it brief.
Did I keep mine brief? I don't know.
No, but mine's just way more depressing. I am no longer affiliated with any AHL or NHL organization. Obviously, this podcast is still not affiliated. Yeah, at the moment, I'm not with the team anymore. There was basically, to put it simply, there was reformatting at the end of the season to where they wanted to combine my position with the ice crew.
Which I get.
Which is totally fair.
Yeah.
Totally fair. I'm not necessary there, ice crew is. I completely understand that. This is the world of entertainment.
Yeah, for AHL. I can understand on an NHL team having the dance crew or cheerleaders, whatever you want to call them,
If they want them, they have them. They're not necessary, though. No. They could totally go without.
Yeah.
The ice crew, if you don't have the necessary amount of people per game, you get fined by basically Gary Bettman.
Whoa, I didn't know that.
Yep, you get a fine. So that's why there's always an alternate and there's a certain amount of people that are on the ice at every game.
Oh.
So those are actually regulated. They are necessary completely.
Yeah.
The team itself will get fined if they don't have enough people per game. So that's, they don't need me. I get that.
Yeah.
So basically, to put it simply, once I found out that this was the change that was happening, obviously I still wanted to come back. So I had to try out with the ice crew.
Yeah.
I had around 2 weeks, to learn how to skate in hockey skates.
Yeah.
You bet your ass I did it. I was at the rink for several hours every day.
Yeah.
Almost every day, basically.
Yeah.
In the middle of that, we had a whole family issue during that time period also. And then 3 days later, I had to go out to tryouts.
Right.
With people that have been skating their whole lives and just pray.
And I
worked really hard, too, I'll be honest.
I get it, yeah.
When you're learning how to skate, it takes you 6 months to learn how to hockey stop properly, it's not something you learn really quickly. I had to learn how to do that in 3 days.
Yeah.
It was one of the hardest things I've ever done. So, unfortunately, I did get cut. That's just the way it works.
Yeah.
So, I'm no longer with the team. I am still skating just because turns out I really like it.
Yeah.
It's really fun. I have my own hockey skates. They're really cute. They have pink laces because, obviously, I'm just a girl. But I've gotten a lot better, you know, hopefully next season. So, we'll see. Yeah. I currently still don't have a job. So, I left the country for a little bit.
That's right.
Yeah. I love to just run away from everything, apparently. So, I went to Croatia for maybe a week, was it? Week-ish? And then I went to Italy from there for a couple days, yeah, just for funsies. For New Year's, I spent a week in Nicaragua. Just
stunning.
Almost off the grid. Not totally, but a good amount.
Might as well have been.
Might as well have been. We were yeah, one of the most remote parts of the country. Yeah. And here we are. Yeah. We're back. I still don't have a job, and we're trying to figure that out, but at least I am vibing.
Yeah. We're doing it, and the hockey girls are back.
We are fucking back. We did it.
So, yeah, that's that. And that's what you missed on Glee. So,
why did I totally see that coming? Dude, I thought about it while I was writing shit down. I was like, how and funny would that be?
And that's what you missed on Glee.
And that's what you missed on Glee. What a recap.
Yeah, I know, yeah. I think that's a good way to start, you know, come back in. Yeah. It's just like, hey, this is what's been going on.
Exactly.
And we're back.
We're happy still very here, involved in hockey as well. Like, for yeah, this season's, the Golden Knights home opener, Carson and I both went.
Yeah.
So much
Avery
fun.
Avery cried yeah, a lot.
I did cry a lot. We got to see them raise the Stanley Cup banner out of a giant slot machine. Are you not going to cry watching that?
I mean, you were like sobbing.
I was so emotional.
You were like
the best.
So emotional.
But it was so good.
It was kind of funny.
It was great. But now they actually, shut up.
This one person who was sitting next to us looked over
and was like, are you okay?
At me, like, look, like caught my eye and like gave me a look of like, is she okay? And I was like, I have no fucking clue. And
that was great. Great.
And she was not okay.
But
she was great.
It was
great.
Happy crying. Yeah, it was happy crying. It was so great
it
to
was
see
so
it.
So funny.
I was in the building when they won the Stanley Cup. Like I saw it happen and I cried a lot then too. Obviously I'm gonna cry when that happened.
I was dog sitting when that happened.
Yeah, you were.
I was and so mad.
I was like, I was trying to text you, then you didn't answer. I was like, answer your phone.
I know. It was bad. I was walking a dog during like the I think it was during second period. Mm-hmm. almost all the way through to third period. And then for the last, like, maybe 5 minutes of the game, I was at home with two other dogs that yeah, I was dog sitting. And I was walking one dog, and then
there
I went
a lot
to go.
Happening.
There was a lot of dogs.
We're not underestimating how busy she is, by yeah, the way. Like, this is actually it. Like, I won't hear from her for days.
But the funniest thing is just I'm sitting there on, you know, my neighbor's couch with the game on, and these two dogs, like, stage five clingers, you know what I mean? Stage five clingers.
Aww.
And they were so cute, but they were so annoying.
I love
they would
it,
not leave me alone. And they had like really bony like like legs, and they just wanted to sit on me. I'm like, you're bruising me, get off.
That's so cute.
But they
though,
were cute. And literally we scored. And I remember just being like, yes. And both the dogs just like whipped their heads at me and like looked at me with such disgust that I was like, yeah. And they were, and I literally yeah, out loud to just these two dogs and myself went, I'm so sorry.
They had to have been Florida fans.
They might have been. They might have been. So that made me laugh.
It's
and
hilarious,
then we won. And
yeah,
yeah,
we did.
It was great.
I have a video of everybody, literally, it was the last like maybe 5 seconds of the game. I have a video of everyone just coming off the bench, like screaming, gloves thrown,
yeah,
helmets off, just
everything.
I could not believe I have a video of that moment, like yeah, from behind the net.
Yeah.
Unreal. I have like goosebumps right now just thinking
yeah,
about it. I'm like, oh, it was so insane.
What a time.
So
that was
we
great,
still have gone to that game. We went to a game in December as well. Mm-hmm. I just went to a game actually this week. I went to one like the past 2 weeks actually, which is very, that's a lot for me.
Yeah. Well, we went to one in December and then we just went to one.
Which one?
We went to two in December, didn't we?
Did we? December was a blur for me.
We've been to three games together.
Yes.
No.
I just don't remember
season,
when the other one
no,
is.
That's fine.
Yeah. Oh, well, it is what it is. See, we're out of it. But
yeah, we can't even keep our
oh,
own
well,
schedule straight.
Dude, life is messed up. But so I actually just went a couple days ago to Rangers mm-hmm, versus Golden Knights.
And we won.
And this was like the first time really since last season that I was like totally free to wear my iconic Rangers windbreaker.
Yeah.
It looks so good, excited. Thank you.
Yeah.
And what's funny is, oh my God, do you realize how many people came up to me and it's like, oh, cool, you're a Rangers fan. So where do you live in New York? And I was like, oh my God. Dude, six people.
Love that.
Six people within two periods. I had to leave early with my friend.
Yeah.
But, like, because you can only get that windbreaker at MSG. It's not available online. It's only in the store at the Garden. And I was like, I would put money on the fact that I was the only person in that stadium wearing that windbreaker.
Oh, I'm sure.
1,000%.
Yeah.
So, like, during warm-ups, and listen, this sounds dramatic. I don't care. I was in a sea of Rangers jerseys for warm-ups because I went to Rangers warm-up side. I was wearing the windbreaker. Everyone around me had the jerseys on. Barclay Goodrow tossed me a puck over the glass, and I was like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. And then the girl next to me actually took it.
Rip.
Because she had a sign. I didn't have a sign. I was just standing there, you know, enjoying the view. And
she probably thought it was for
she
her.
She had a sign that asked for a puck because they drove in from Utah. And, you know, yeah. Rangers got them into hockey. Which is like, great. Good for them.
Yeah.
Love so it.
She probably thought it was
she
for her.
She probably thought it was for her. And she took it. And I was like,
damn.
Girl.
Ouch.
The only reason I'm not going to fight you is because we're both adults right now.
Yeah. Apparently.
She's my age. It wasn't even a kid. She's like my age.
If it were a kid, I'd be like, girl, you gotta get it over it.
Oh my God. If it was a kid, I'd be like, yeah, guess what? Suck it up. It was for me. Okay? No.
I'm kidding.
But my God. It was insane. And so, like, the more I thought about it, my friend looked at me and she was like, maybe it's the windbreaker. And I was like, oh my God, maybe you're right. Because you can only get that in the Garden.
Yeah.
The team probably knows that, too. They have a lot of shit in the Garden. Like, true. No one wears that. That's, like, classic Rangers. Like, OG6 Rangers.
Yeah.
And she looked at me, and she was like, oh, my God, maybe that's why he tossed it to you. And I was like, oh, maybe you're right. Oh, word. My God. Oh, my God. And then someone took it from me. If it was, I will say, if it was from Mika or Capo or, like, Panarin.
You would have thrown. Pants.
I would have started a fucking fight.
Yeah.
I stand by that. I'll be honest. But then it's funny. We went up to our seats. We were actually in the nosebleeds. So much fun up there because it's the cheaper seats, but everyone's just happy to be there. You know? So we were up there. The guy next to me happened to be wearing a Ranger sweatshirt and he was like, oh, cool. So where do you live in New York? And I was like, oh my God, I love this. I feel like it was so good to feel like a New Yorker again.
Yeah.
Like I actually really do miss that a lot more than I thought I did.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah. It was a huge part of me for like 5 years. Yeah. Like it's going to come back. So he was asking for like recs for places in Brooklyn. I was like, oh my God, my old roommate lives in Brooklyn. Here, go here. Hilarious. And then we were out during intermission, like about to go to the bathroom line or whatever. These two older guys, clearly from New York, came up to me and they're like, we gotta ask, where'd you get the windbreaker? You could hear the accent and everything. And I was like, oh my God, yes.
Like,
loved it.
At the stadium, guys.
At the stadium, they're like, oh, so you live there. I was like, ooh, I used to.
Yeah.
But thank you for thinking so.
Yeah.
So fun. It was so fun. Rangers severely disappointed me that night.
But I will say, I mean, Knights have kind of been very up and down this season, too.
But they've been on the down lately because of so many injuries. Jack Eichel literally had surgery this week.
Yeah.
And yet, we're, third in Pacific right now, Golden Knights are?
When I looked yesterday, we were second, but I don't know if that's changed.
Well, it might have moved up since beating the Rangers.
Yeah, maybe.
Because the Rangers were first in their division when this matchup happened. So I sat there and I was like, you know, there might be a good chance that the Rangers win this.
Yeah.
So many injuries, goalie issues. Like, there's a lot that plays into the Golden Knights right now. And then here they go, having a 5-1 game. I was pissed. Like, I love the Golden Knights. Don't even get me wrong.
I love them
dearly. Happy for them finally getting a win also. But it's like, come on now.
I was very happy.
Well, it was great. It was great. Kennedy was happy too. But I'm just like, okay. But like, I wanted to see the Rangers win. I'm in my windbreaker. Let them win.
True. True. I get it.
Yeah.
So yeah, looking at the standings now, Rangers are first in their division.
Yeah, they are.
And we are, oh God. Oh, sorry. I was looking at the wrong division.
We're third, aren't we?
We're second. We are second.
Yeah, so we must have moved up after the Rangers game with that score. Hell of a score, I'll be honest. I did not see that coming. Towards the end of the second, I believe it was, there was two goals literally within the same 30 seconds of each other. And that's when my friend and I were like, okay, yeah, we're going to go.
Currently, we're eighth in the league.
Oh,
and Rangers are 5th.
Yeah, 5th
in the league.
Nice. That sounds all right.
But I stand by the fact that the Sharks are still last in the league.
Yes, they are. They belong.
Exactly.
Where they belong.
I do feel bad. Chicago is second to last.
Been taking some hard hits.
They really have.
I saw this interview, or at least I saw this joke. I don't know for sure. Do not quote me. I don't know if the coach actually said this or not. where they were like, oh, so how are you doing? It must have been a joke. I really hope it was a joke, because my God, it's funny. How are you dealing with all the Blackhawks injury list? And he's like, the gym and a lot of wine.
Oh,
and I was like, I really hope that's a joke, but I didn't see the whole, like, quote-unquote, probably. Right. So I'm like, if that's real, what a guy.
You've been sending me a lot of those, like, NHL humor ones.
Oh, they're so funny.
I'm like, this is so ridiculous.
They're funny. What's funny is half of them aren't even, like, the humor ones. Half of them are chicklets.
True. Yeah.
Half of them are just Biz going off the rails. Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's very accurate. That's very accurate.
Our guy.
But yeah, I do feel bad Chicago, because I feel like Chicago was having a decent season.
They were on the up for sure. And then Bedard. Corey Perry.
Poor Bedard.
And Connor Bedard drama. Excuse me, not Connor Bedard. Connor Bedard's mom.
No, I don't drama want to talk
about
that.
No, but that drama happened first. So Corey Perry was immediately taken off, and no one really knew why, and that's when that rumor started. Yeah. But then, fast forward a few weeks later, Connor Bedard broke his jaw.
But, okay, wait. You bring Connor Bedard's mom into this. She was never in. That was all a rumor. I said it was a rumor.
I just said it was a rumor. I think it's a hilarious rumor, but it's a rumor.
That was so bad. That was not a good rumor. That's not funny at all. I didn't think it was funny.
Because it's a rumor, and because it's not real, it's funny.
No.
That's why I think it's funny. It's because, okay, if it actually happened, it's like, damn, that's fucked up. It didn't happen, so it's, like, a little funny.
No. Don't tell just me that's bit. Actually what you believe about rumors.
A little bit. No, people went out of their way to say it didn't happen, and that's why I was like, oh, okay, then I can laugh about it.
No.
Dude, the GM, Chicago GM, made a whole fucking press conference about it, and I was like, ooh, interesting.
Anyways. So you bring that up for but anyways, no reason.
Anyways, past that, Connor Bedard is
then
out
broke his jaw.
For a broken jaw. I will say I saw the play. It was a clean hit for sure. He just took a bad fall.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
Which is so sad. Poor guy's having a rough go for his first year.
Yes, but also no. He's like
he's an icon. Yeah. He's an icon, but now he's going to be out for God knows how long.
Yeah.
He is already trying to skate like on his own, which everybody advised him against.
Well.
But then there was already a video of him on the ice again, and everyone's like, we literally cannot stop this person.
No.
That's just how, he's like, that's just Bedard. He's that like, is I'm Connor doing Bedard it. For yeah. him. It's crazy.
Carrying the team on his back, that's for sure.
Honestly, yeah. He is.
Well, he was there until he broke his jaw.
God. It's downhill from there.
Yeah. I can say only other, like, new stuff that has happened recently is
dude,
this
blew Drysdale my say, mind.
Trade. I almost said sale. That's sale. Fucking weird.
Not sale.
They sold
Not
him. Sale. They sold him.
Oh, goodness. No,
they sold
no.
him to the Flyers.
Okay, if you're up to speed with everything in the hockey world, you'll know that there was a recent trade, maybe within the past, what, three-ish weeks?
Something like that,
Something like that.
I don't know.
It was after I was back in the country. I know that much.
The
so,
days,
yeah,
they blur together.
Dude, they really do. It's concerning. There was a trade between the Ducks and the Flyers where Jamie Drysdale was sent to Philadelphia in exchange for Cutter Gauthier and I believe a certain amount of money or another draft pick. I'm not completely sure on the details. But the drama that ensued was Cutter Gauthier and Jamie Drysdale. For starters, I did not see Drysdale being sent anywhere for at least like 2 years. Two-ish. Contract not even in mind. He's a young player. If I remember correctly, he was drafted the same year as Zegras. Correct me if I'm wrong. I don't have that written down. But I believe it was the same year.
Or at least around the same time.
Exactly. He's a young guy. He was probably under the belief that like he's going to be a core part of Anaheim's rebuild. And he's going to be there a long time because he has a lot to add to the roster.
Oh, yeah.
And then out of nowhere, no one saw this coming. Even he didn't. Zegras didn't. They all spoke about it by now.
Yeah.
He's being shipped off to Philly.
Yeah. I think he said they were in Nashville at the time.
He was in Nashville, and he was out with his friends is what I heard.
Yeah.
Damn. And so in exchange for Cutter Gauthier, who has never played a professional NHL game, and granted, Philly wanted to trade him. It was only a matter of time because of the tea that was going on with Philly and Cutter.
Yeah, that was...
That was a whole thing to unpack. And I think we're going to try to highlight reel it. Because that's a lot of details to fit in.
Yeah, he was, what, drafted by them?
He was drafted by Philly. Then... He was very excited to play. I think he went to Boston College. So he was still playing for Boston when he was drafted.
I think he's still in his, like, sophomore or junior year.
I think
year
so. Like
he's still
not
a young guy.
He has never played an NHL game.
Yeah.
AHL game, I believe he hasn't played either. Yeah. Like, nothing. there was a whole thing about he met with the GMs. He met with John Tortorella. Right. You know, apparently, supposedly that went well back in the spring.
Yeah.
Summer comes around. He's supposed to report for training camp for Philly. He never shows up. They can't get a hold of him. They cannot get in contact with him. He was at the World Juniors.
Right.
For Team USA.
I was going to say, I think he played for Team USA.
He was with the World Juniors. And so when they were in Sweden, the Philly front office, you know, like the GMs, they flew out to Sweden to meet with him. He would not meet with these GMs. And
I'm dying to know
so
what happened.
I know. And listen, I will say props to him for exercising his only right because nothing was really signed.
No, yeah, no.
So he had every right to do all this.
Yeah.
Could it have been handled better? Probably. 100%. We don't know the details, but 100%. You know, probably. But good for him for exercising his right as a player like that has not officially been signed.
Right.
That he was in total.
Yeah.
He had every right to do that.
Oh, 100%.
So it was only a matter of time before he was traded. But the last thing I expected was for Jamie Drysdale to be on the end of that. They literally just broke up a family. Trevor Zegras is left all alone and unattended with no one but Troy Terry to look out for him. And even that's a lot.
Abandoned.
Cold. Divorced.
A child of abandonment.
Like, it's so rough. Like, they lived together for years. They did everything together. They're best friends. Like, that's gonna suck ass.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
They are.
It's the way that we're describing it is really funny to me.
It's true, but it's so dramatic.
It is.
Like, that's heartbreaking.
It really is.
If that happened to me, I'd cry for days. On either, if I was Zegras or Drysdale, I would cry for days.
Yeah.
That's so sad.
You know he shed a tear on the flight from Nashville to Philly.
You know.
Just one single
listening
tear.
To, like, their shared Spotify playlist, just, like, crying
the
on the plane.
The plane takes off, and he's just one tear down the cheek.
Like, oh, it's so but then bad.
It, yeah, but then it was fine.
Oh, gosh.
So, yeah, that
so
happened.
Anyways, I will say, since the trade on January 8th is when that happened, yes, I did write that down. Look at
wow.
me. Oh, she still got it. Yeah. All right. On January 8th is when that happened. Since then, in the for the Flyers, he's had 2 assists. He had his first assist, actually, like his first point as a Flyer with his first game as a Flyer also, which was like 2 days after this trade.
Didn't they do like their post-game like little tradition with
him?
Why?
Like, okay, are we going to discuss why that's like a wolf fucking mask? Do you know how weird that is?
There's
and
a
they're
lot,
barking with it on. I'm like, that's disturbing.
There's a lot of hockey traditions that some I could go just, into question.
Yeah.
I'm not going to start to
this
question it because
just,
the more you think
one.
About it, the more that you, the less
it's
you
just
understand.
Weird. Yeah. It's just weird.
The
so
more
anyways,
confused you get.
But yes, you're right. Jamie Drysdale, his first game as a Flyer, first assist as a Flyer, first point. He was handed it's like a dog mask or a wolf mask or God knows what.
Yeah.
In the dressing room after the game. And
you
so that
exactly,
was,
you seem
well,
very
yeah.
happy about it.
Well,
it was
yeah,
good. Yeah.
I will say it was good to see, like, TK, you know, kind of just accept him. He's being, they're being very, very loving towards him, it sounds like.
Yeah.
I'm just worried that John Tortorella is going to tear this mother to bits.
Well, I mean,
he is going to eat this kid alive.
At this, you know, Torts is just going to do what Torts is going to do.
Torts is
like,
going to eat this kid alive. It's going to happen. And I'm like, oh, no.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Like, Trevor's going to get Jamie back and be like, you're not the same person.
I'm sure he will survive. But it is, you know, I do feel kind of bad.
TK, isn't that his name?
Like, I don't know.
I know exactly who I'm talking about.
I believe you.
Hold tight. Now I got to make sure that I'm right.
Was it not?
Yeah, no. His nickname is TK. Travis Konecny.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, so I was right. I was like, wait a minute. It's been so long since we did this. I'm like, I gotta
have names.
Tighten up a little bit.
We gotta have facts.
Yeah.
We
but anyways, moral of the story, people do call him TK. So
yeah.
Travis Konecny. Doing great.
Anyways. Drysdale's gone.
Yeah, which is
we lost
sad.
Him.
It's so sad. And
what's
even crazier?
Folks.
Yeah, frick, we did.
We
it's
lost.
So
him.
Upsetting. But what's crazy too is following that rumor within the same, well, that trade, that wasn't a rumor. Following
yeah, no,
that trade
happened.
With that, God, I wish it didn't. That happened. Within the same week, a rumor had gone around saying that, and it's still kind of circulating, that Zegras is on the trade market.
I don't think that's true. I say while yawning. I'm like, no.
Hey, it's a rumor. I don't know.
I mean, we know, it's a business.
Everything at the end of the day. Like, no one expected Jamie to just.
But that's what I mean. Like, all of these are such business moves. So if they decide, really are, like,
dang.
Zegras, adios, get out.
Send him to Vegas.
Oh, could you imagine?
Could you imagine? Playoff Zegras. Playoff Zegras. We got a playoff Eichel. We can make a playoff Zegras. Yes.
Here's my thing.
Oh, God.
I actually don't think I could see him being in Vegas.
Why? Is it because he's so young? Or
I don't know. For some reason, I'm like, I could see him going to summer, like.
Is it the color scheme?
Maybe. I don't know.
Remembered, we're girls. Yes, right. It's the color scheme. To be fair, though, he has to wear that gaudy orange, and I'm not a fan of that. So,
well, to go from gaudy orange to gaudy gold, I guess, would
not be that much
of a stretch.
What other? We have the white jerseys, obviously, as the away jerseys. We should be coming up on a new retro jersey, I believe, this season. Mm-hmm. If we haven't already.
I don't think so.
I think we're due for that, because it's normally the back end of the season.
Yeah.
That the retros are introduced.
Yeah.
Unless I'm missing an announcement, like I'm not doing it.
I could see him going to another, like, OG, like, kind of team. Okay. You know what I mean?
Okay. If you had to see him go to a team, what team do you think it would be? Thinking hard.
So, here's the thing.
It's hard to think about.
Yeah, I'm like, well.
Like, if it's if the trade is a possibility, where do you think he would fit in best? I think playing ability-wise, he would actually do really good in Vegas.
Oh, I'm not saying he wouldn't do well.
He would add such great depth to the roster.
Visually, I don't picture it. I don't know why.
If any of you are listening that are great with Photoshop, just fucking Photoshop a picture of Zegras into a Vegas jersey for Carson to get the vision.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yes, we need that.
That's my request. For the hockey hockey girls listeners out there.
For those of you that have been listening for the last year that we don't know.
We know you exist. Someone put your skills to use. Please, for me, because I don't vision it.
That's so funny. I think playing wise he'd do great in Vegas for sure.
Yeah.
Now as for the party scene, I think that's
where I get a little
bit hung up. That's where it's like, because he's like a baby. He's not. He's like, what, a year younger than us?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
Year and a half.
Something like that. Yeah.
Details.
I think I'm like seeing Trevor Zegras out in the wild of Vegas. I'm like, that sounds trippy to me. I'm like, this is worlds colliding. And I don't think that's going to work.
See, what's funny is, like, when I think about it, I think more of, like, oh, we had Cody Glass. Like, he was so young. But
baby.
But he did great here.
Yeah.
He's still a legend. I refuse to call him anything else.
Yeah.
But it's like.
His emoji was a glass of milk, though. Like, let's.
Until he turned 21, and then it was beer.
I'm just saying. His emoji was a glass of milk.
Yeah. But also, he was just like a little ray of sunshine, and he fit in great.
Yeah.
Even with, like, party scene aside.
Well, yeah.
He just vibed. Yeah. He just loved it out here.
I don't know. I think I'm just so used to seeing him as a Zegras, so used to seeing him as a duck, that I'm like, I can't, see you as a knight, you know?
Yeah.
It walks like a duck, quacks like a duck, then it must be a duck, you know? Must be Trevor Zegras as a duck.
Like, well, I guess time will frickin' tell.
And to answer your question, if I could see him going to any team,
yes.
The first two that popped into my mind were New York. And
Rangers or Isles?
Rangers.
Okay. Okay.
Because
I like that. Yeah.
But
we have a few new listeners that are Isles fans. So.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
There we go.
I'm sorry. No, I actually do like the Islanders. But
like, you can't not like them. You know what I mean? Yeah. But I like the Rangers, so it's a hard little relationship.
Yeah. But so the first one that came to my mind was Penguins.
Oh.
I don't know why. I think maybe just the association with birds. Fuck if I know. I said he goes from one bird to another bird. That works. No, and also I think it would be cool to see him be under Crosby's wing a little bit.
I like that.
Which I could see him with like,
I would rather have him be legends. Under Sidney than under Ovechkin.
Well, I didn't even where did that come from?
No, I mean, like, because the two, it's always Sidney and Ovechkin.
I said Rangers.
No. I know. That's what I'm talking about.
I gotcha.
If he was going to be under a vet like that.
Yeah.
He was already under, what's his name?
Oh.
Oh, shit.
Well.
Getzloff. He was already under Getzloff.
I was like, oh,
wow,
God.
That is a fail for me.
That took a minute.
He was already under Getzy, and that was great because he retired. So it's like, if he was going to be under one of the greats, like Ovechkin or Sidney, I could see him under Sidney. I cannot see him with Ovechkin.
I don't see him vibing with Ovechkin.
No. But seeing him on the Rangers, I think that'd be kind of fun for me.
I'm saying. Well, for you, that would selfishly, that'd be great. But, like, I can visualize that.
I can see it.
The vision for me.
It's right there. It's right there.
It's right in my eyes. It's right behind my eyes.
She got blinders on.
Yeah. So I can see that. Yeah. I can see him going somewhere like that. Unfortunately, and this just popped into my mind, I could also see him going to a Canadian team as well.
Ooh.
Like an Edmonton. But I wouldn't like to see that.
No.
I could see it.
No, Edmonton is
I don't want to see it.
The rails, right? Yeah. At least from what I've seen lately. No. Yeah.
But I don't think I would be shocked to see him under Connor McDavid as well. Sorry, yeah, sorry.
See, but like a Crosby or a McDavid.
I don't know. So, and here's the thing.
Is with Evander Kane.
Oh,
because obviously, you know, McDavid and Kane are on the same team. Yeah. It's like, think about that. That would be the weirdest.
I know. That's why I don't love that idea.
I can't see it.
But it did pop into my head. Where I was like, I could, but.
I can't see it. If he was going to go try to add to a Canadian team. But I heard something. Sorry. If I was going to.
And I don't even know why Edmonton popped in my head. But Senators
are right there. I think he and Brady would do great.
That sounds chaotic.
That sounds amazing.
That sounds.
You saw the look in my eye as I realized it.
I did. The way that all I saw was the word chaos behind your eyes. I was like, whoa.
I literally. We all know how playoff Brady is. You know. Out of playoff Zegras. Oh, we're in the mix.
You know that gif? It's the dog from Adventure Time, I think, that's like sitting there with the room's on fire. And he's just sitting there like, this is fine. That's what I envision Zegras and Brady being on the same team.
But they are the fire.
Exactly.
They are the fire.
And the teams are the dogs saying, this is fine.
Oh, yeah. God.
That's...
If this rumor is true and Zegras is on the trading market, if he's at risk of being sent somewhere else, I really want to know, if you guys are listening to this, please send us, like, your thoughts. Where do you think he would fit in best? Where do you think is a realistic place for him to go if it's not the Ducks? I'm really curious because I feel like everyone has different answers for this.
I also think it's very funny that I mentioned the, like... couple of teams that are about as far from where he currently is geographically.
Totally.
Because
boy would have an adjustment.
I do. I'm like, I wonder if he is such like a Cali boy now that I'm like.
Oh, 1,000%. Right? Are you kidding me? Do you see his Instagram?
And I'm like,
he is California.
Toss him in New York.
He is a California boy.
Oh,
he
no.
is a beach Ken. Yes.
The parka. I mean, he would have to. He would need a whole new wardrobe.
He would suffocate in a parka.
Yeah. Poor dude.
Oh my gosh.
So anyway, I have to laugh at myself for picking the two teams.
That's
that
so
I
funny though.
Probably could have.
I hope you guys love those visuals as much as we do.
Yeah. So
time will tell if that's true. Obviously, trade deadline is in March.
Girl,
it's always in March.
I forgot about that.
It's always in March. I don't know the exact date. If it's sooner than March, then yikes. That does not sound real.
And we're
it's always
up,
in March.
We're coming up on All-Star weekend pretty soon, too.
Yes, we
don't
are.
Ask me.
It's in Toronto. I'm excited. The only thing is that concerns me is Jack Eichel was the only VGK player voted in.
Oh, I forgot.
And now he's out week to week from lower body surgery.
Dude, I completely forgot that he was our only player
Only player. So I wonder if he's going to... I don't know what the rules are, if he can send someone else from VGK to represent him. Hopefully that's the case.
I hope.
Because I've seen that happen with the Rangers. I think it was like Mika 1 year opted out, and so he sent Chris Kreider.
Okay.
Like, so I hope that's the case.
Fingers crossed, because
if so, I would love personally to see Petrangelo or Mark Stone.
Didn't Petrangelo go last year?
I don't remember.
Not that it matters. Or what?
I don't remember. Last year.
I think Petrangelo went last year.
Where the heck was it last year?
Florida, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. Maybe? God,
yeah,
I'm
losing
it.
It was in Vegas the year before.
It was here the year before. I remember, because that was our first, like, real thing.
That was a hellish weekend. I was so hungover.
Whew.
Violent.
That was the best rally I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
Still, to this day.
You're welcome.
It's been 2 years, and I've not seen her recover like I have that game.
And frankly, I haven't recovered as well
since
that was my peak. That was peak recovery. Every hangover since then has been rough.
Awful. just unbearable. Just
really bad.
That's awesome.
Really, really bad.
God.
But yeah, so I'm pretty sure it was Florida last year because I remember the jerseys were like the white with like
Miami Vice. Pink, yes, yeah. I made that joke. Okay, yeah. Wow.
This year, okay, did you see
this year it's in Toronto. Did you see the jerseys? Controversial, but they look so tacky.
Okay, I was gonna say I don't like them.
They look tacky. I saw this thing on Chicklets, obviously. Biz made a joke saying they look like a 90s cereal box. And he was like, that's literally the entire point. It's a non-counting game of all these random people.
They're supposed to be silly.
It's gonna be silly. And I was like, you know what? When he explains it like that, yeah, I kind of get it. No, I would not buy one of those jerseys personally.
No. Well,
whoops.
I didn't buy the ones from Vegas.
This sounds so bad, and it's gonna sound bad, and I don't mean it to, but what's that one fast food restaurant with the star?
Carl's Jr.?
That's what it reminds me of.
You're so right.
Think about it. Yeah. Think about it. We'll put a picture of the jerseys on our story. You guys just, you'll see.
Yeah.
You'll see what we mean. But it's interesting. I'm trying to figure out a way if I can make my way up to Toronto for that. Still on the fence. Not sure if I can make it happen or not. But that'd be amazing.
Work.
Yeah.
To get Aaron Logan on the phone.
I know. just hello.
Why don't you just call Aaron up? Oh my God,
remember us. What would happen if you just
called Aaron up? So, yeah, Aaron, expect a phone call. Because we can do that.
Watch him be like, you guys still have a podcast? Really?
No, for real.
We haven't told him we're doing this yet. We're going to tell him after.
Yeah.
But, so, dang.
Hi.
Oh my God, hi. Love you.
Hi to him.
Miss you. 1,000 plays.
Ooh. So, yeah, I think that about covers it. We're back.
Yeah.
And
we tried to hit like a brief highlight reel. Nothing super crazy. Yeah.
If you saw our social media, then obviously and you've listened this far, so you know that we're back.
We are back. So it's going to be definitely more of a once a month kind of timeline to accommodate her schedule and me trying to get a new job, you know, just everything. So it's going to be definitely more once a month. We're definitely going to be more social media oriented also.
Yeah.
But it's going to be really fun.
Yeah.
We're still very much involved in hockey and the NHL, and it's going
to
be awesome.
We're excited to see what comes next.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Oh, thank you
so much for listening in the year that we were gone.
I can't believe I'm going to say that again. That's amazing.
Thank you for still listening now. We appreciate it. We can't wait to put out more shit.
Absolutely. I'm so excited. And in case you forgot, this podcast is available on Spotify, Amazon Music, Apple, and Audible.
It is Audible.
We weren't sure.
We debated that.
We are on Audible. And our Instagram and TikTok, we are at @the_hockeygirls.
So go give us a follow.
Yeah, why not? We're fun.
Because we're going to be more active on there probably than we are on the podcast.
Yes.
Not that we're not active on the podcast. We're not going to be.
It's just going to be a different timeline than before. Nothing's... We're still us. We're still crazy.
We're psychotic. Might be more apropos term. But yes. Yes. So, again, thanks for listening. And you'll hear us next time.
Yep.
Adios, motherfuckers.
Bye.